The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God raise up a man to lead one of Hawaii's iconic real estate development companies? This is the story of Quentin Machida, a story of process, timing, and the powerful ministry of a local church. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter how tough things might seem to be right now, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, but 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ reaches out to you with loving arms, calling you, would you come? Will you open your heart to the Lord Jesus? Would you turn from your way and follow God's way? In other words, repent of your sins and give your life to Christ. That's our prayer. The Lord has touched the heart and life of Quentin Machida. Quentin Machida is the president and chief executive officer of Gentry Homes Limited. He joined the Gentry team in 1990 as an accounting analyst, then moved to financial analyst, purchasing manager and estimator, assistant vice president and CFO, and senior vice president and CFO, before becoming the president and CEO in 2018. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He's married to Kim. They have two children, Logan and Andy. They are members of New Hope Kapolei. Quentin, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's an honor to be here with you.
It's an honor to have you. Thank you. Quentin, where did you grow up?
I grew up actually on the Big Island, Hilo. I grew up in Hilo, born and raised there. I'm a graduate of Hilo High School. And as you just said, from there, I attended the University of Hawaii.
When you talk about Hilo, a moment of reflection. What do you treasure most, having grown up there?
You know, when I grew up there, Hilo was a really small town. You know, we never locked our home. We never locked our cars. You know, keys were just lying around everywhere. We did a lot of camping. I had a great scoutmaster who took us camping all over. And I remember growing up, he said that one day you'll look back and these will be great times that you'll remember. And he was right. He was really right. I think back. I treasure those times where, you know, very little hotels on the coast and we did a lot of fishing and that kind of thing. But it was great.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
well, my parents. But besides my parents, you know, I had an older brother who's 18 years older than I am. And he spent a lot of time with me growing up. You know, he did. My dad was older, so he was the one who actually taught me how to throw a ball, you know, play different sports and just talk to me and help raise me, I guess. You know, like a lot of people, I had coaches and baseball coaches and a scout master that had a big impact on me.
Did you have a favorite sport?
You know, I grew up playing baseball. And so I guess I would say that's my favorite sport. You know, I didn't play high school or anything like that, but I did play till I was 16, maybe. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it was fun times. I had some really good coaches, some really, you know, looking back, they, you know, you don't realize it when you're growing up at what kind of impact they might have on you, but just their belief in you. The words, you know, they speak, you know, when you're that young, you hold it close to you.
I might want to come back to these early days, mm-hmm. but let's fast forward. How did you become a Christian?
Well, really, you know, growing up in Hilo, I didn't know too many Christian people, or, I kind of thought of, you know, born again Christians as being radical. And so, you know, I wasn't very open to listening to any Christians or hearing about the faith. I had several friends who became Christians in college that talked to me about the faith. And I, you know, feel foolish today, but basically told them I wasn't interested. It was good for them. I was happy for them. But it wasn't until my wife, or back then my girlfriend, she, through some friends, accepted the Lord, and, she wanted to go to church. And reluctantly, you know, I already knew that I wanted to marry her. I mean, she was, you know, I fell in love with her. I followed her to church reluctantly, and this was at Hope Chapel Mililani. And Pastor Jeff McKay, I would sit there week after week being convicted. And so, you know, maybe a couple months later, I accepted the Lord there. And yeah, it's never been the same.
What would you say, Quentin, what difference has Jesus made in your life?
Wow, Danny, that's, you know, really everything. I guess I need to say, you know, when I became a Christian, there was a time where I didn't really have a relationship with the Lord. I was, you know, I would go to church, I would sit in the back, listen, you know, I would try to implement things I heard. When I was about 40, I started having a lot of anxiety, you know, probably work related anxiety from just trying to work hard and get ahead and, you know, really, focusing on that. And so, you know, that's when I met, Pastor Glenn from New Hope Kapolei. And he really helped me to, I guess, just dig in and search out the Lord through Bible devotions. And from there, that's been life-changing. You know, my anxiety started to subside. And really, things in my life just... it didn't get better all at once, but a lot of changes started to take place. You know, I remember when Pastor Glenn had me come to Bible devotions. At that time, I didn't even know what it was. I had to ask him, Glenn, I'd gladly come, but what are we going to do? You know, he said, oh, don't worry, we're just going to read the Bible. Just bring your Bible. And really, I just remember thinking that, why was it that nobody could see Jesus? Why didn't the Pharisees see Jesus, you know, for who he was? And the first encounter with the Lord was him telling me that you're the same, that I didn't see him. I didn't acknowledge him. He did all of these things in my life, but I was blind. And that was the first encounter, I would say, I had with the Lord. It's just been amazing. Through that, Glenn prayed for our company through that devotion time. And I realized through that God was actually concerned with what I do for a living. You know, a lot of times I thought of it as separate. You know, I go to church and I do my work. But we did a development with the state, and Glenn had prayed about it. And one day I came into the office and one of my fellow Christian team members, and jokingly he said, hey, you know what? We're on a mission from God. And it was kind of a joke at first, until we realized that, you know what, maybe we really are. Mm. And we decided to commit everything we did for that project, do it the Lord's way, do it for him. And my friend started calling it the big experiment. But through that, what a blessing it was to not only to our company, but to everybody involved, to the people who, homes we built, you know, the departments we worked with. And it just showed me that, wow, God was working. He showed up. It was just, people were getting blessed everywhere. And it just totally, it changed me. It changed, you know, actually it changed everybody in our company that was working on that project.
You're listening to Quentin Machida. Quentin is the president and chief executive officer of Gentry Homes Limited. He joins us today speaking heart to heart. Hey, this is heart to heart stuff. A faith growing in the Christian faith in relationship with Jesus Christ at the age of 40. Anxiety, working so hard. My friend, are you at a place where you find yourself working so hard? Your blood pressure rises, your stress level is overwhelming, and you don't know what to do, where to go. Quentin went to church. He talked to his pastor, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi of New Hope Kapolei. He gained encouragement. He learned about Bible devotions. The Lord spoke to him. He saw Jesus in a way he had not seen Jesus before. Perhaps today, dear one, you will see Jesus in a fresh way through Quentin Machida. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's gentryhawaii.com. Gentry Hawaii, people building quality homes and communities for a better Hawaii since 1968. Quentin Machida is the president and chief executive officer of Gentry Homes Limited. Before our break, he shared about how the Lord spoke to him and reframed his perspective on a big project. By the way, this project was in 2009, and if you recall, this is during the Great Recession. But God did marvelous things in the company, in that project, and touched many families, impacted communities here in the state. Quentin Machida, our guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro, thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of that last segment, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Quentin, this is uplifting. When did you become aware of your interest in business and real estate?
You know, growing up in Hilo, my parents ran a family business. And so I was always, you know, through that, I was always interested in business and how it worked and you know, but back then, you know, it was all about money and getting ahead and all of that. And, you know, when I graduated from college and after my first job, a friend recruited me to Gentry. And I thought to myself that, you know, if somebody can get a loan for 30 years to buy a product, there's got to be money in that. And sadly to say, that's how I first got interested in, you know, development and home building.
Was there anything in your childhood that you would say predisposed you to the leadership role you have today?
Wow. Yeah, honestly, I would say no. Danny, you know, I grew up, I was better in the second position. You know, I was better at supporting a leader. You know, I had friends who were like, you know, very outgoing, natural-born leaders.
Gregarious,
you know, they were good with people. They had really confident. That wasn't me. You know, I was shy, you know, not as sociable. I wasn't good in a social setting. Still not, really. But so no, I wasn't that person. I don't think people would expect me to be a leader growing up. You know, the positions I've had is really because of the Lord. I guess his strength is best seen when we're weak. And it's really not me.
say more about that. His strength when we're weak.
Right. So, at some points in time, I needed to do public speaking for my job. And I was horrible. I was a horrible public speaker. I mean, I was fearful. When we embarked on this project I mentioned, I needed to speak to a room of maybe 500 would-be purchasers or buyers and, others. And I remember the day before or the morning before reading my Bible, and I opened it up, and the scripture said, that nobody lights a lamp to hide it, the lampstand, but to put it up so everybody can see. And I just felt the Lord told me, you got to shine light out there. And I knew it was going to be okay. And he just gave me the strength and the words. And so that's what I mean. I was shocked. I was shocked that I was able to do it, and two, the response. But it was all him.
Some people, Quentin, from a very young age, they aspire to the top position. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that one day. And they work towards that. And they develop into that person. Maybe they're mentored by someone. Many times that's the route. But it sounds like it wasn't your dream growing up, that was your path, that you felt that was where you were going to go. Here you are, president and CEO of Gentry. What would you say the Lord did in your heart to prepare you for such a role as this?
Well, he, first he showed me that he was concerned about what I did for a living, but the work I was doing. And that was astonishing to me because I had no idea that, we built, we're proud of the homes we build, and we, want to provide homes for families in Hawaii. And we're part of a community, we're servicing our community. But at the same time, at that time, that was something I did, I guess. When we embarked on the project I mentioned, he showed up in a way that I was just astounded, that he cared about what we were doing. He cared about the families that were moving to the houses we were building. It changed me. Before that I was trying to do it all on my own power. And so it changed me a lot, and it prepared me in a way that all of a sudden I knew I could trust him more. I was beginning to trust him more, not only with my personal life, but with my work life. And it's been, a journey in that way. I've been, I tell people sometimes I'm not sure where the Lord is leading, but we'll go out and do what we think is best, maybe best for the company. And I watch for his hand, and I see if we're on the right track.
You watch for his hand. What do you look for? How do you know? What indicators do you have?
Well, there's in any endeavor, there's many things that are outside of your control. You know, and a lot of times people think, oh, you guys, it's not going to go good, or, you know, maybe we're a little crazy for attempting certain things. But we push it forward, and we see if I look for when he goes before, it just starts to line up. Things start to line up. So maybe an approval starts to line up that we thought was impossible. Or it could all kinds of things. It could be people show up. You know, maybe there's a certain problem within a project. And next thing you know, there's a person that gets hired with the right skills, or maybe a person that gets hired by your consultant, or people you're working with, or and I just watch it unfold in that way. But I know it's him. I don't know how to describe that, but sometimes when certain things happen, you just know that. You just know. You know.
Quentin, these, we've got to go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And you're just touching on things in life that people who are in the business world, that are business leaders, corporate minds, but also people in all walks of life can relate to in the walk of faith. There's a resonance in your voice and in your words that touch deeply. You're listening to Quentin Machida. Quentin is the president and chief executive officer of Gentry Homes Limited. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more. Before joining the Gentry team, Quentin was a senior auditor and with Arthur Anderson and Company in Honolulu. Then in 1990, that's when he started with the Gentry team. And for 28 years, he has been on the rise in different positions. But he has begun, even through that time, to see the hand of God move. Today, he's the CEO and president. The hand of God. My friend, what is God doing around you? What is God doing in your circumstance? In what way is the Lord moving in the lives of people? What is the Lord doing in your heart? Have you considered that? Make that a prayer and see how the Lord would answer. More from Quentin Machida when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I'm definitely grateful that you're with us today. I'm grateful because of what the Lord has in store for you as you listen and engage and enjoy our conversation with Quentin Machida, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Gentry Homes. Quentin is really sharing from his heart. But as I was talking with him, we were talking during the break, there are layers of texture that is here that in faith, in the Christian faith, you have to just live through these moments. Like when I'm weak, he is strong. And we have seen, as Quentin has shared, how the Lord has moved powerfully in and through his life, touching others. Quentin, we're living in tough times. I mean, so much change. The pandemic, now we got the war in Ukraine, gas prices are skyrocketing, the economy, political change, political turmoil. Where do you find inner strength?
That's a really good question. I sometimes watch too much news myself. And, but I do, I look around at what's going on and it seems really crazy. What's going on in government, the war, like all the things you mentioned. There's a part of me that is excited to see what the Lord is doing. You know, things that you don't see on the news per se. But I think the Lord is doing something great during this time. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm looking for it. I think he's going to raise up people. I think, we know who wins in the end. And yes. I think he's going to raise people indeed. Up. So in a way, it's can be stressful maybe to see all what's happening. But, I find comfort in, knowing God he is who he says. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And he knows, he has a plan. And I find comfort in that.
The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely His. Quentin Machida has given his heart to the Lord. Dear one, he's calling you as well. Is that you? Maybe you can say to yourself, is that me? Describe a challenge, Quentin, that a president, CEO faces, that most folks would not be aware of.
Some people look at a position and they see, the glory of it, I guess. But to be a president and a CEO can be not only lonely sometimes, but, you start to worry about all the people that are affected by decisions you make and, by things you can't control too. There's a lot of responsibility and there's a lot of things I can't control. I don't know if people see that, but definitely something we deal with all the time, or I deal with.
Did you have a chance to meet and work for or with Tom Gentry?
I did. You know, when I first started, maybe about 2 years, I started working in finance, and I was able to get to a place where I could actually be in a meeting that he was in. And so although I didn't know him very well, I did meet with him several times on different projects, and he was amazing, man. Very, you know, he is a visionary type person. He could see things before anybody else. I mean, he had a charisma about him that it seemed like he could compel things to be done and completed, and he was just amazing. Amazing, amazing man.
2018, you become CEO, president. Did anything surprise you the first couple years in that position?
You know, it was a lot of transition for me, you know, from being the CFO to become a CEO. You know, I guess I didn't quite know what to expect. I've been there so long. I mean, I know these people I work with. I mean, I know their families. I know their children. You know, our average manager probably has been with the company 26 years is the average.
Average
of our management team. And so, yeah, there's people that have been there 40, you know, in the 30s. And so, you know, it's funny to think, but I didn't think anything was really going to change because we've been together for decades. But, you know, it's just a little different when you have to be somebody's boss at the same time. It's been really good. I mean, we got a great team, and very committed. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, maybe that, you know, the relationships couldn't stay the same. Yeah.
What lessons? You speak with such a tenderness, Quentin. What lessons did you learn through the COVID pandemic?
Wow. You know, through COVID, we were lucky that we were deemed essential. I assume you're talking about business lessons, but, mm-hmm. You know, we tried to keep everything as consistent as we could. We implemented a lot of, you know, procedures to keep people safe and all of that. I guess what I saw, what I was surprisingly, or maybe what is really neat to see was how resilient some people really are. There's some people who in those times really rise up to the challenges. And it's just, you know, it's awesome, actually. It very, you know, makes you so proud. Like, and there's so many people in our company during that time that, you know, during a difficult time, they worked harder. They got the job done. Things were, you know, you guys, people hear of supply chain disruptions and, you know, dealing with the COVID illness itself and all of that, but we stayed really steady, large part to just people stepping up. And, you know, but it's not that. I you know, as I see it, our company's been blessed. We've been, you know, there's so many blessings. But, you know, through COVID, we were just blessed that we could work. You know, our team rallied. And to this day, they're still rallying. Still challenges.
Rallies, challenges. we talked about you finding strength, inner strength. Little shift here. In what way has your local church, New Hope Kapolei, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi, in what ways have the church been pivotal in your life?
Oh, gosh. New Hope Kapolei is like an extended family for me. You know, I think one of the big things is I attend a men's group with New Hope Kapolei, and I meet with Pastor Glenn every, you know, quite regularly, I guess. You know, when there's times when my faith gets weary, and it's like nobody can really say anything, or they don't quite understand what I'm going through, or maybe even if they do, there's nothing they can do. But what they do, it's almost like I can borrow, or they prop me up. You know, they stand with me, I guess. And it's just so awesome to be a part of a church family that will do that, you know, will stand with you.
Yes, especially as you talk about the loneliness. Mm-hmm. I mean, I should ask, is that part of it, the loneliness that you sometimes feel in the role and position that you have?
That's part of it. I think, you know, as I, you know, continue this journey as a Christian, learning to trust the Lord more, I do get into places where I don't know if I doubt. I guess maybe I doubt, or I want to know what the outcome is going to be. And I get anxious about it. And some days it just seems overwhelming, because so many lives are in the balance, so many, you know, people working with Gentry, for Gentry. And so sometimes I just get weary, you know. I just wanna know. I wanted to move forward or move faster, but you know, in God's timing too. So in those ways, in those seasons, it's really helpful to have, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ to not only talk about the Lord with, but just to share your faith with. And like I said, that'll stand with you.
Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, the scripture says, as is the habit of some. But if we're not stoking one another's fire, as it is said, the coal can begin to burn out, and the fire burn out. We're encouraged today even by Quentin Machida sharing his own story about the importance of the brothers and sisters in the local church. For him, New Hope Kapolei. For him, Pastor Glenn Yamaguchi. Glenn, dear friend and brother. Every time I mention his name, my heart warms because of what he means to me. And mm-hmm. I know you are so close to him, Quentin. And part of it is that he is pointing us to the Lord.
Yes.
And I think that's what we need to be reminded of, to go to the Lord. The Lord, the source, the Lord Jesus. But to go together and to lift one another up. Lifting arms, standing with one another. More from Quentin Machida. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, Quentin Machida here in studio with me. Quentin is the president and chief executive officer of Gentry Homes Limited. You can find out more about Gentry Homes at gentryhawaii.com and this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com, this and others. But go ahead and get this podcast, share it with a family member or friend. Tom Gentry said, "I think my first love is in developing new ideas and going places no one has ever gone before." Quentin, how does that resonate with you today?
You know, Tom was a visionary, yeah. So he really embodied that, what you just said. You know, today, you know, as far as Gentry, we try to carry on his legacy. And looking towards the future, we look, you know, in terms of our product, we try to push it forward continuously, making it more efficient, more environmentally friendly, you know, greener, to use less water, you know, all that kind of stuff, better use of space. And we continue to try and move forward with that type of you know, idea of going places where people haven't been yet, trying to push the envelope.
How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Gosh, he, you know, interestingly enough, sometimes when you're going through a difficult time in the valley, I guess, I noticed that sometimes it's hard to hear. Hard to see, you know, as part of it. And yet he's been very faithful. You know, I gotta say, I've been going through many valleys. And but he, you know, the Lord also revealed to me that in every journey, that if you're gonna go someplace, there's gonna be valleys that you gotta go through. And so you know, going through the valleys, you know, in hindsight, they've been all blessings. But It didn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way when you're, you know, when you, you know, there was days I would think to myself, oh Lord, it's just so difficult. You know, I would be okay if you took me home today, you know. Not that I was, you know, suicidal or anything like that, but I would just prefer to be in your presence than to deal with what I got to deal with today. And, but, you know, he's taught me to trust him more. And, I know that's what he really wants. He wants me to trust him more. And, man, I'm working on it, you know. Like I was telling you before, a little impatient sometimes. And, you know, I just want to, you know, I just want to know everything's going to work out and understand it. But he makes everything work out for the good. It's just that he has his plan, you know.
What is one of your favorite scriptures?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that. And so I was thinking, wow, what is my favorite scripture? And so I, in my office, I have several scriptures that I had pasted on the wall. So I just brought them with me because I knew that you were going to ask that. But, you know, my go-to scripture has always been Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I just find comfort in that. It makes me realize he's in control. And it's really that peace that, you know, that presence of God that my heart longs for. And so I find myself reading that all the time. Yeah.
Someone today feels anxious, uncertain. They're saying, Lord, I wouldn't mind if I was with you today. And like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean someone is suicidal in that. Or someone may be at their wit's end. The spectrum is wide. What do you believe the Lord might have you say to someone going through the valley right now?
You know, I think the Lord, He wants us to know how much He loves us. You know, I think, you know, He wants to reveal Himself to you. He wants you to see who He truly is. You know, He wants to show you that all the things you read in the Bible, He is. That's who He is. You know, He wants you to know you can trust Him, that He's faithful. Anyway, that's what I think He would, you know. But most of all, I think He just wants not just know in our, you know, mind, but just know how much He loves us.
Quentin, would you be open to just saying a prayer for our listener right now who is in that place and has received the encouragement that you shared, but a prayer for that dear person? Would you please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for someone I don't necessarily know who it is, but would you... you know, I lift them up to you in prayer, Father, that you would make yourself known to them. Continue to reveal yourself to them, Father, that they would know, just know you and be able to trust you, Father. I know that you love them as your sons and daughters, and Lord, I pray that they would be able to receive that and that they would have the peace that is talked about in Philippians, that a peace that would transcend all understanding, Father. And I just want to lift them up in prayer. I know that you have a plan for them. I know that your plans are good. And I know that if they just can hang on and play and see your plans play out, that they would be blessed. And so I lift them up to you, Lord. We honor you, Father. We praise you. We thank you for just loving us and loving those that I'm praying for. Thank you for your love, Father. It's just honored. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Quentin. Quentin Machida, prayer for you, dear friend. In your moment, the Lord loves you, the Lord knows you, and the Lord is with you, reaching out to you and giving comfort, giving strength, reminding you, even as he sends Quentin to share heart-to-heart with us today. Quentin, thank you so much for being with us, sharing and ministering as you have.
Thank you, Danny. It's been just an honor to be with you. Yeah. I would be lying if I said I was a little intimidated or cautious about coming, but I'm glad I did.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Heart-touching words from Quentin Machida, gentryhawaii.com. Our friend, my friend, God's timing is for perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation I set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. Daniel 2:21, he changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Quentin Machida, gentryhawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.